You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, September the 19th. I want to start off by saying that I'm happy for Elton Brand. Elton Brand, you know, as a basketball player, turned front office executive for the 76ers, will be introduced in a press conference on Thursday, tomorrow, as the 76ers' new general manager. The 76ers have been searching for a GM since Brian Colangelo resigned back in June. You know, after he was linked to some tweets that kind of disparaged some of the players on the team and people within the organization and even some general managers outside the organization, well, one in particular. I think that Elton would do a good job for what the Sixers are looking for. I think that he'll fit in well. You know, the only thing, and again, I think Elton Brand was a good hire for what the Sixers want. The only thing is that the timetable that it took the Sixers to hire a general manager, especially when they hired someone in-house. You can make an argument that they always knew that they were going to go inside. Reason being is initially when it first started, they came out and said that, hey, we want to go after big names. We want to go after people who are going to come out and take this job. I mean, we want the best of the best. Well, the best candidate out there outside of the organization who was available was David Griffin. David Griffin, who was the general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers with LeBron James. Some people say that David Griffin didn't have a lot of power. But the Sixers were saying that they wanted to do something collaborative effort. Well, they interviewed David Griffin. And they moved on. They said he didn't fit the system. Well, it's a tough system for someone to take outside the organization when you're telling that person that the people that we have on staff are going to stay. And everything we do is going to be a collaborative decision. Now, while things tend to be a collaborative decision, the general manager is typically the front man. So whenever there is a mistake or whenever something goes wrong, collaboratively, people don't get criticized. It's typically the GM, which often leads to the GM getting fired if stuff happens. So typically, general managers, when they come in, they want to get full power and they want to be able to hire people who they, you know, under them. They want to hire their staff, not come to ready-made staff. Now, also, another thing is you have guys like R.C. Buford, who they went after. Sam Presti. Daryl Morey. You know, these are three high-level general managers who the Sixers, I mean, they look good to say you're going after them, but you know you're not going to get them. A, because they're in great situations. Presti with OKC, Morey with the Houston Rockets, OKC, Oklahoma City Thunder, I mean. And the other guy with the San Antonio Spurs. So, they're not going to leave those situations, and you know it. Now, getting back to Elton, you know, There are some people who say, but he doesn't have experience. True. But I still think, there are guys who have been proven out there who haven't had experience who have done very well. For instance, look at Bob Myers. Bob Myers, the Golden State Warriors president of basketball operations. I mean, he was an agent. He's 43 years old. You know, he was a former sports agent for Wasserman Media Group. You know, after being the intern for Arm Teller, right? So here's a guy who was an intern for a power agent who worked at the agency and now, you know, is in charge of the Golden State Warriors, a team that won 3 out of the last 4 NBA titles. So it can be done. And then there's other guys like Rob Pelinka, another former agent who's now the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers. Chauncey Billups, who was a longtime NBA player turned TV analyst, who is on the top of a lot of people's wish list, so to speak, in regards to going after young GMs. So I don't think that we can criticize a move because they hired Elton Brand. I think that it's a good one. So I'm not doing that here, and I want to get that out. But what I'm saying is I feel like that this is something that could have been done sooner. Now, you worked with Elton. You worked with the internal candidates since they've all been hired. Elton has been within the organization for 2 years. The other guys have, been around. Two of the other guys, Ned Cohen and Mark Eversley, have been around longer than him. Alice Rucker was the last one to come, but he was in Toronto, and he's widely respected as for analytics. So I feel like you know what you have in those four guys. Yes. You gave them all interviews, but you already knew what you had in, right? And I feel like that this decision is something that could have been made a long time ago. And no one would have said anything about it. They would have said that, hey, you know what? The Sixers have confidence in Elton Brand. He's a great guy. He's a great leader of men. No one talks poorly about him. I mean, and also they could say, hey, we're looking at the trend. We're seeing these young guys get these jobs. We feel like Elton's the guy for us. No one would have said anything. Elton also has still a lot of relationships with players around the league, to whereas it's one of those things where, he can strike up a conversation with him. I like Elton. He's versatile. Elton is the type of guy who could go down Diamond Street and people like, what's up, Elton? He like, yo, what's up? Elton Brand could go into a boardroom and run the thing. So, you know what I mean? This guy is versatile. My thing is, though, why did the 76ers let this thing drag on when in their hearts they knew that they were going to hire an internal candidate? Because they know no one in their right mind, or no one powerful in their right mind, was going to take this job when the staff is already there. You done already hired scouts. And you're saying we want to do things collaboratively. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.